On High School Classics this coming Sunday, the week in music history. 1st of March 1967, working at Abbey Road Studios in London, the Beatles started recording a new John Lennon song. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Now, the Lucy who inspired the song was Lucy O'Donnell, later Lucy Vodden, who was a classmate of John's son Julian Lennon when he was enrolled at the private house school in Surrey. It was in 1975. There was an interview with John Lennon. I'll tell you the rest of the story on Sunday. Now, the identity of the real Lucy was confirmed by Julian in 2009 when she died of complications from lupus. There was a very famous actor. He did a cover version of the song. It was in a dramatic spoken word style. Who could it possibly be? In one poll they did, his version was voted the worst Beatles cover of all time. Find out this coming Sunday. Then on the 1st of March 1973, Pink Floyd released their 8th studio album in the United States of America. The song is about how time can slip by, but many people do not realize it until it's too late. Roger Waters got the idea when he realized he was no longer preparing for anything in life, but was right in the middle of it. He had just turned 28. The song starts with layers of clock noises that were put together by Pink Floyd's engineer, Alan Parsons. Find out how that got together this coming Sunday. Rock with me, Barney Simon, High School Classics, 7 to 10 a.m. exclusive to Jacaranda FM.
Time is gone, the song is over.